Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Today, we're going to introduce this month's Fun Facts unit. And as always, I like to provide an extra fun fact to get everyone in the mood.
Okay, so what is today's bonus fun fact?
Well, before I start, let me talk about one of my favorite smells.
Mm-hmm.
It's the smell of freshly cut grass.
Oh.
It makes me think of the start of the summer and playing soccer in the park with, or the garden with my friends or my brothers.
Mm, all the good memories. That is a very nice smell.
It is. However, the smell comes from chemicals that the grass releases when it's getting killed.
Oh, that's not so nice. But why does grass release these chemicals?
Well, some of them help the grass grow again. Mm-hmm. Some chemicals stop the grass from getting infected when it's mm-hmm. cut. And some chemicals even protect other pieces of grass nearby, telling them to get stronger or protect themselves somehow.
Okay, well, at least the grass is doing its best.
Yes, and the result is nice for people, as the smell of freshly cut grass is generally considered very pleasant.
So that's our bonus fun fact, which means it's time to get on with our article and check out our first real fun fact for the day.
Reading.
Fun facts. You're going on a hike with your friends and have everything you need in your backpack. Like almost all backpacks, yours has a leather diamond patch on its front. Why is it there, though? A. To make the backpack look better. B. To help stop the backpack from being stolen. C.To hold extra gear. Give yourself a pat on the back if you said C. A backpack's diamond is meant to help the bag's owner carry things. When the feature was first added to backpacks, mountain climbers often hung ice axes from it. Today, the patch is often used to carry anything from a pair of shoes to a water bottle.Each patch has two holes, which makes hanging such items from your bag easy. All you have to do is thread a thin rope through the holes. Tie your gear to this rope to hang it on the outside of your bag. Anything hanging from the patch will be easily accessible.
The article begins by setting up our situation. It says...You're going on a hike with your friends and have everything you need in your backpack.
Okay, next the article says, like almost all backpacks, yours has a leather diamond patch on its front.
Okay, so leather is a noun and it's a material, okay, but we can also use it as a modifier for another noun. So we can say it's made of leather. We could also talk about leather belt or leather shoes to mean something made of leather. But what is leather? It's a material made from the skin of an animal, often a cow. It's quite tough and it lasts for a long time.It can look cool as well. For example, motorbike riders often wear black leather jackets.
Yeah, that looks very hot. I mean, the temperature.
Yeah, it looks kind of hot as well. Yeah, they're not really for summer.
Yeah. Okay, 所以我们看到这个字 leather. Leather 呢就是皮革的意思、哦。注意到呢，刚刚 Pack 就提醒说了，这个用法呢，它可以用来跟另一个名词放在一起，就表示呢是皮革制的。比方说，我们可以说呢 leather belt, leather jacket. Okay, 皮带或者是呢皮夹克。So the backpack isn't leather, but a patch on it is.
That's right. A patch is a piece of material that's put on another material, usually to make it stronger or to repair a piece that has become ripped. You could also use a patch just for decoration. Maybe it's a different color or it's got something interesting on it. Now, sometimes a patch is made with the same material as the one you're putting it on, but at other times, a different material is used.
Mm-hmm.在这边呢，我们看到 patch 这个单字、哦、patch 这个单字呢，它就翻译为补丁。OK， 比方说你的东西破掉了，你呢可以补一块补丁上去，或者是呢你只是要让它看起来更酷，你呢也可以贴一块东西上去。那课文我们这边就是说了，它是呢在这个背包上面 backpack 上面呢，它贴上了这个 leather diamond patch。OK， 中间这个呢，我们用的这个字 diamond 这个字呢是钻石的意思，但是这边呢不是只说它是一个皮革钻石补丁，不是哦，这个钻石呢，这个 diamond 这个字在这边讲的是形容它是。菱形的 Okay, so what's the patch on the backpack for?
Yes, and also good point. It's a diamond-shaped patch. There's no real diamond there. Otherwise, the bags will be really expensive. But yeah, what's the patch on the backpack for? And that's the question in our Fun Facts article. It asks, why is it there, though?
Okay, is it answer A, to make the backpack look better?
That's a possible answer. Patches can make things look better. Or is it answer B, to help stop the backpack from being stolen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we give you the answer C, let's just look at this phrase here. Stop something from doing something. Now, here the first something is the noun. Okay, it's a noun, to stop the bag.And the second something is a V-I-N-G form of the verb, okay, to stop the bag from being stolen. Another example could be stop the cup from falling over.
OK, 所以呢我们看到呢他说阻止什么事情使它不要发生呢，我们就可以用 stop 这个动词。那它的句型呢就是 stop something, OK, from doing something, 就是呢例如我们课文这边说防止这个包包被偷走了。那呢你也可以用其他的动词哦，你不用 stop, 你可以用其他动词表示一样意思。比方说我们可以说keep, 保持，或者是你有可能 prevent, 防止。OK, 后面呢我们一样是用 from 这个介系词。举个例子了，我们可以说呢This rain kept us from going camping. Okay, 这个下雨呢，这场雨呢，让我们不能够去露营。And what do we mean by stolen?
Well, here, stolen is the PP form of steal. So the three forms are steal, stole, stolen. To steal something means to take something that doesn't belong to you. For example, the thief stole money from the store.You can steal things, money, or even secrets. Now, we can also use the word stolen as an adjective. Something that is stolen was taken from another person. So, stolen money, stolen property, stolen cars, and so on. If someone steals it, it is stolen.
Okay, steal 这个动词呢就是偷的意思了。例如呢，我们刚刚讲说小偷偷了钱，偷了包包，偷了车。那呢这个动词呢也可以指偷偷来偷偷溜进去这样子。我们可以举个例子咯。The thief stole into the house. OK, 这个小偷呢偷偷的溜进房子里面了。那刚 Pat 也特别补充了 stolen, 它的过去分词呢可以比形容词、哦、表示被偷走的。例如呢 a stolen car, 这个呢被偷走的车子。OK, so that's answer B, the patch stops people from stealing the bag.
Yep, and that could be the right answer. Or is it answer C, to hold extra gear? Gear is another way of saying equipment, things that are used for a particular purpose. So we could talk about camping gear, that'd be tents and sleeping bags, surfing gear, so the surfboard, wetsuit and all that stuff, or even writing gear, pens, paper, a laptop and so on.
OK, 所以呢 gear 这个字呢这个名词非常简单，它指的就是设备或是器材哦。你可以用另外一个字，就是刚才讲到的 equipment, OK, 装备是一样的意思。OK, then, and the answer is give yourself a pat on the back if you said C.
Yep, the answer is C. It's all to do with carrying things. But what does the phrase a pat on the back mean?Well, it's nothing to do with my name, but we can take a moment to find out exactly what this phrase means and how we can use it.
Hey, Connie, how was your soccer game?
I was a little nervous about it earlier because it was a big game, but my team won.
Congratulations! You should give yourself a pat on the back.
Why would I do that? My back isn't sore and...Pat doesn't even play soccer.
I'm not talking about Pat the person or your back. To give someone a pat on the back means to show them support for a job well done.
Oh, I see. To give someone a pat on the back means 赞扬表扬
Exactly. You know, I play soccer. I mean, I'm no champion. But what do you say to a quick game?
Really? I don't think I've ever seen you play sports before.
What? Are you afraid I'm going to beat you?
Not at all. In fact, you should give yourself a pat on the back for even wanting to try.
Okay, so when we say a pat on the back, we mean we're praising someone and saying they did a good job. So you could actually touch someone lightly to say, well done. You kind of pat them on the back or the shoulder. Mm-hmm. And so just the phrase a pat on the back has become a way of giving someone or even yourself congratulations.
Okay, 注意到我们这边这个 pat 呢可不是我们的 pat, okay, 不是人名哦而是呢它是轻拍的意思。比方说呢我们可以说、pat the little puppy. Okay, 这个字呢也可以当做名词比方说 give the puppy a pat. Okay, 轻拍这个小狗的意思。所以呢在你这个背上拍一拍呢就表示给你表示鼓励咯。So the patch is for carrying things.
Yes, let's find out more about that. The article tells us a backpack's diamond, and again here we mean a patch, we don't mean an actual real diamond, is meant to help the bag's owner carry things. An owner is a person who owns something.When we ask, whose pen is this, whose phone is this, or whose bag is this, we want to find the owner. The item, whatever it is, belongs to the owner. The word is related to the verb own, O-W-N, which means to have something that is yours. It belongs to you. Another example is, the owner of the home wants to sell it in the next year.
OK, 所以呢在看 owner 这个名词之前先看 own。own 这个动词呢就表示拥有的意思。比方说呢我们可以说 the rich man owns a lot of sports cars。OK, 这个有钱的男人呢他有很多的跑车。那库文这边的 owner 呢就是指拥有的人所有人呢。OK, 另外呢要提醒大家了 ,help someone to do something。Do something, OK, 这边呢我们是 help someone to do something 或是 help someone do something, 那这边呢我们记得是加上这个不定词加上原形动词或是直接省略不定词加上原形动词我们不要讲说help someone doing something, OK, 不要加上动名词。Next, the article says, when the feature was first added to backpacks, mountain climbers often hung ice axes from it.
Yeah, so they would sort of put their axes on the back. Mm-hmm. We'll explain that with a couple of words from this sentence. And the first is the feature. The mm-hmm. diamond patch is a feature of the bag. It's a noun, and the word feature is something that's a quality that something possesses. So it's something that it has, and it's kind of easy to notice. For example, a feature of a bag could be its straps that mm-hmm. go through your arms, its zips, the number of pockets it has, all of these are features of a bag. We could also say, this hotel's features include an indoor and outdoor swimming pool and a 5-star restaurant.
Oh, fancy.
Very fancy.
Okay, 所以呢看到 feature 这个字呢它当作名词就表示特色的意思。比方说我们刚刚讲到背包这个背包的背带怎么样这个背包有多少口袋或者这个背包的材质怎么样等等。这些事情呢就是这个背包的 feature 是它的特色。那 feature 这个字呢也可以当作动词来使用了。比方说呢我们刚刚讲说这个饭店呢有很多的特色。那我们可以把这个 feature 当成动词来造句。我们可以说呢 the hotel features a 5-star restaurant and an outdoor swimming pool. Okay, 这个饭店呢以这两项事情作为它的特色。Okay, at first, this feature, okay, we are talking about this patch, was used for ice axes.
That's right. And an axe, and we can spell that A-X-E. Sometimes in American English, they'll just spell it A-X. This is a tool used for cutting or chopping.Axes are heavy. They have a metal head, we call it, and usually mm-hmm. a wooden sort of holding bit, a stick. They have a very sharp edge, and people used to use it and often still use it to axes to chop down trees, to cut wood, and so on. Firemen, they have axes which they use to break down doors. Mm. Here we're talking about an ice axe, and these have special designs that help the person with it to cut ice away from a mountain wall, so there are places where the climbers can hold. axes are also, or certainly were, used to be used as weapons. So you see people swinging axes around in sort of older history movies or fantasy movies.
Yeah, killing the dragon.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the dwarves in Lord of the Rings, they generally have axes. An example sentence for axe is, the man used an axe to chop wood for the fire.
OK, 所以呢 ,X 这个字呢就是斧头的意思咯。那呢它就是可以用来这个砍东西或是劈东西。OK, 我们可以看到我们这边用的动词用的就是这个 cut。cut 字呢就是砍或是切断。那另外一个字呢 chop 就是剁，比方说剁肉、剁木头等等这样的意思。那呢我们看到课文哦，课文里面呢它说这个你把东西这个斧头呢是挂在你的背包上，挂这个动作呢我们就用这个 hang。hang 这个动词呢就是 hand 的过去式，它是挂着。那你当然也可以用我们之前用的其他字，比方说 hold 或是 carry， OK， 带着它，这个拿着它是一样的意思。OK, but not everyone carries an axe.
That is true, luckily. The article explains that today, the patch is often used to carry anything from a pair of shoes to a water bottle. If something is used to do another thing, that's its purpose, like this tool is used to take out staples. It's always followed by a verb in its base form, take,cut, carry, etc. A similar sentence uses for instead of to, but then we have to put the verb in the V-I-N-G form. So the patch is used to carry things becomes the patch is used for carrying things.
OK, use 这个字呢就是使用，所以 be used to, 注意到我们这边的 to 是一个不定词，它呢就是表示用来做什么。那刚才也补充了这个 be used for, 也是一样意思，它有什么样的用途。但特别注意到呢，很相似的长相，但是当我们的 to 变成介系词的时候呢，这个时候呢它意思完全不同，不是用来，而是表示习惯了。比方说呢，我可以说 I am quite used to living in a noisy place. OK, 我习惯住在很吵的地方。注意到呢，这边的这个 to 是不介系词，所以我们后面是加上 living， OK， 或者是呢你可以没有 be used to， 只有 used to， OK， 这个呢则是表示你过去习惯，比方说呢 he used to smoke before his son was born， OK， 他在他儿子出生之前呢他很习惯，他有这个抽烟的习惯，但他现在已经没有。所以注意到呢这两个跟我们刚刚说这个表示用途的用法非常相似，但是完全不同意思的用法了。 OK， soHow can this little patch carry so many things?
Well, this is where its design comes in. The article explains each patch has two holes, which make hanging such items from your bag easy.
And here is how it works. All you have to do is thread a thin rope through the holes. OK, 所以呢我们看到这边有这个课文里面这个用法，他说 All that you have to doIs, OK, 注意到呢在我们课文这边呢它 is 后面呢是省略了不定词 to, 所以呢 is 后面直接加上原形动词，非常特别的用法，在这边呢我们是省略了 to 的关系。那这个句子呢它的意思呢就是表示说呢某人必须做的是，你现在必须做的事情是什么， OK, 所以我们这个 to 后面 is 后面 is to do something, 这个 do something 就是你必须要做的事情。那呢我们这边呢 all you have to do, 你呢也可以换成比方说What you have to do, 或者是你可以讲说 what you need to do, OK, 后面呢一样我们是加上 is to, 再加上原形动词。比方说呢我们可以举个例子，我们可以讲说你想要健身，你想要变瘦， all you have to do is exercise more, OK, 这边呢我们一样是省略 to, 或者呢我们可以讲说 what you need to do is to have a healthier diet.
Now in that sentence, we also saw the word thread.As a verb, to thread means to push a string, a rope, or some similar piece of material through one or more holes. When you need to sew a button back on your shirt, you need to thread the needle first. And we also call the thin string used for sewing thread, so the word is both a noun and a verb. As a verb, an example of its use is thread your shoelace through all the holes in your shoe and then tie the ends together.
thread 这个字呢它当成名词指的就是我们这个针线的线，那呢在这边它可以当成动词来使用，意思就是穿针穿线。例如呢刚刚这个 Pat 举例 thread your shoelace, OK, 穿你的这个鞋带，或者你可以说 thread the needle, 穿针，或者是呢我们也可以讲说像走路穿过去这个什么地方啊， they threaded through the forest, OK, 他们走这个路呢是穿过了这个森林，这样子穿过呢我们也可以用 thread 这个动词。 So now we have a bag with a piece piece of rope on the back.
Yes, and next, the article says, tie your gear to this rope and hang it on the outside of your bag. There's another use of that word gear we checked out earlier.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这个 the article finished by saying, anything hanging from the patch will be easily accessible.
If something is accessible, it's easy to access or easy to get to. If a place is easy to access or accessible, it's not hard to find or get into that place. If you have something at the bottom of your bag under all the other things, it's not very accessible. However, if it's in an outside pocket or hanging from the back, it's a lot more accessible.If you need something in a hurry, you want to make sure that that thing is easily accessible.
Okay, accessible 这个形容词呢就是表示易得到的了。那你可以看到 access 这个字呢当成名词表示可以使用权利。比方说 I don't have the access to the website. Okay, means I can upload files to the site or edit anything on this site. Okay, 那所以呢最后我们就看到了这个 accessible 这个字就表示这个东西呢是很容易得到的。And that brings us to the end of day one. So it's time to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's question is, what do you usually pack in your backpack when you take it on a trip? And why?
Okay, for me, the most important thing is underpants.
Okay, yeah, if you're only taking your backpack, you definitely need that.
Yeah.
I always have a water bottle, I always have pen and pencils.
Okay.
My phone charger.
Phone charger, yes.
often a bag of 7D dried mangoes.
Why?
Because I get hungry, I get snacky, and those 7D dried mangoes are my favorite snack for like a hike or something. Okay. So, yeah, I often have those. Otherwise, it would just depend on where I was going and what I was doing. But, yeah, pens, paper, 7D mangoes and water and a phone charger.
Pen and paper, actually, that's very...rare right now because I think people like write on their phones.
Yeah, I'm a writer. I want more pen and paper.
Yes.
But that is the time that's all the time we have for today. We'll be back tomorrow for another fun fact. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Fun facts. You're going on a hike with your friends and have everything you need in your backpack.Like almost all backpacks, yours has a leather diamond patch on its front. Why is it there, though? A. To make the backpack look better. B. To help stop the backpack from being stolen. C. To hold extra gear. Give yourself a pat on the back if you said C.A backpack's diamond is meant to help the bag's owner carry things. When the feature was first added to backpacks, mountain climbers often hung ice axes from it. Today, the patch is often used to carry anything from a pair of shoes to a water bottle. Each patch has two holes, which makes hanging such items from your bag easy.All you have to do is thread a thin rope through the holes. Tie your gear to this rope to hang it on the outside of your bag. Anything hanging from the patch will be easily accessible.
Vocabulary Review.Leather. We sell leather jackets made from cow, deer, and goat skin. Steal. A man on the street reached into my pocket and tried to steal my wallet. Owner. The owner of this home is selling it at a high price.Feature. The best feature of this new phone is how light it is. Here, try holding it. Axe. Jack used his axe to cut down a tree for firewood. Thread. The doctor threaded the needle through my cut to finish closing it up.